Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from the quarantine cabin on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. We're here every single day with your J Train Podcast, your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. Let me say it again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for listening to the show. That's how the whole thing works. You listen. You get your highs. You get an hour away from your day. You tell a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, anyone who's quarantined. We'll take all quarantined people and frontline workers. Anyone, even, we'll take some essential workers too. Anyone with ears, we'll take them. Nobody in the earless community, though. We are highly against those people, of course. So listen, keep spreading the word. Keep telling a friend. Make it your Instagram story. Keep, and support the sponsors. That's how this all works. Your thank yous do nothing. They do nothing, okay? Your this was hilarious comment on the Instagram post, You know what does something? Tagging someone, then going, you should see this. I thought this was hilarious. It helped my day. Let it help your day. You know, pass it along. Do good for the next person. I'm very excited about today's guest, an OKP, original key player. Michelle Collins, thank you for coming on.
Hi, Jared.
How are you?
I'm good. How's the audio? Everything okay? You hear me okay?
I think you look amazing. Wow. You sound great. Everyone, if you don't follow Michelle already, you're an idiot. Go, at Mish Coll on Instagram. Her show is on SiriusXM every day, right?
Monday through Friday, yeah, every morning.
So what has it been harder, easier? How is your quarantine life? Give me the update.
I also host a new Sunday night live show with Adam Rippon called From the Neck Up on Instagram.
Love that name.
Isn't that a good name?
Yeah.
And the reason why it's called that is because that's the only way I like to be viewed right now. Like, I will not be seen from the neck down. So it's all, like, I'm giving you great From the Neck Up today.
You're killing it.
Killer From the Neck Up.
Yeah.
From the neck down, it's truly like one of those blow up boxing clowns that just like bounces back up after you hit it. I have like no legs. I've just turned into a full barrel and it's great. My quarantine's good. You know, I have a nice apartment. You can kind of see it here. You know,
beautiful.
Big, nice stuff. I don't feel crazily trapped, but I'm also hanging out with my neighbors. Which probably is a bad thing, but I think I had Corona last month. So I'm like, well.
Really? You're out of the woods.
I hope so. Yeah.
Now it's funny that you said that you're like after you're like from the neck up. I love that name. But like, don't you think we need like a 2-week warning for when this is done? Like, they should be like you know what I mean?
2 weeks. I need a 6 month.
Hey, everybody, you're going to be out in September. Okay, good. Now I'll start working out. Now's the time.
I don't know if people are going to see the video of us, but I went like the first week of quarantine. I was like, because like Jared, you know, like it's not like I was some fitness maven before quarantine, you know?
Listen, you're preaching to the choir.
Right. So I'm like, okay, I have to like figure something out. So I went on Amazon and spent so much money on this Pilates. I'm going to show you everything I got. I got a Pilates ball. I got this ring. This is my Nuva ring, by the way. I got, just kidding. I got, I don't know. Look at this thing. Do you see this weird thing? That's a squat machine that I got and it killed my knee.
Have you used it?
Twice. And the first day I used it, my knee, I was like, oh, this is good. Like I'm feeling it. And then I heard like crackers crumble under a shoe. And I was like, what is that? My knee. So then I like couldn't.
No.
So I'm like, well, fuck that machine.
I love the idea that you went into quarantine and then became a prop comic. Like
from the neck up, baby. This is all I got.
you're like, I'm playing a lot of tennis. I got my Nuva ring. You're just using those two things in every different. Oh yeah, today I'm eating a lot of watermelon. You know, like
no, I'll smash some shit. I'm trying to think of what I can do. Oh wait, this is hysterical. I also have whiskey because this is my FaceTiming spot. So yesterday I got for the first time I think ever drunk on solely whiskey, and it was great. I felt
It's a smooth drunk. you know, you feel cooler for doing it.
No, and then I Googled, and maybe you know this, that apparently whiskey makes you lose weight. Is that a lie?
I think that exists for every alcohol. I think we've done, like, some 23-year-old chick scientist went and was like, okay, I that article comes out every year, like, one wine a day, you lose 30 pounds, and you're like, found it. You know, like, you don't trust any other news article except that one. Like, that's the one that's the rest of your life. You're like, no, this one, you know, college graduate wrote this. I swear.
That's butter, red meat, red wine. Wait, are you drinking? Are you drinking a lot in quarantine?
I am drinking. I wasn't. I hadn't drank the first 3 months of the year.
Wow.
I was off the booze, and then we go into quarantine. The first week, I was like, cool. And then the next week, I was like, I broke it. I had like my own little day. And since then, it has been every night just something to take the, like, I do kind of feel like I'm in Mad Men. I'm like Don Draper. Like, I pour my drink in my own cup. I'm making my own, you know, cocktails and shit. Are you also, so you're boozing?
Let me tell you something. In the past, like, I'm not a huge, in fact, I never would drink by myself. That was something I actually prided myself on, that I would only go to bars, like, social drink. And in the past 2 weeks, I have become, like, I'm flipping the bottles, like, in cocktails. I'm like, I got a special, like, dirty martini vermouth, like, delivered to my house.
I love that.
Oh, my neighbors came over. I made dirty martinis. I'm not joking you. Better than Balthazar. Like, the most delicious martinis. Old fashions, like, I'm just discovering that it's not really hard to do this stuff, you know?
Are you getting a craving for it? Because I feel myself getting a craving. Like, there's a bar, so I moved during a couple weeks ago from Harlem to the Lower East Side, and I'm on the street where every day I think people are kind of getting to them right now. I can kind of feel it. And there's a bar on my street that I've passed it every day, and every day they have a window open around 4 o'clock, and then there's like the sandwich board outside, and it says you can buy a meal. So the way they do it is if they give you alcohol with food, then I guess they're allowed to take it to go. I guess maybe that's whatever the rule is.
That's the loophole,
That's the loophole. So I walk by it, you know, a week ago I walked by it, and I'm like, that's cute. Like, but who would, I'm not an alcoholic. And then like a day I go, yeah, it's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll have a margarita on a Saturday. Yes, but then every day I go back, the crowds get larger. Like, people, more and more people are hanging out there. And yesterday there was a full on, it was Mardi Gras outside. It was New Orleans Street. And I was like, I'm having a White Claw. I'm in. And it's like, the social distancing, we're all doing as much as we can. We're trying to play by the rules, but there is going to be a point where you go, like you're saying, like, I had it. I don't know. You know, like, I don't know. I see that.
I 100% agree. It's really, let me tell you something. And you know that I love to shop. Like, you know that I am a retail hooker. And I was walking down Broadway, and Broadway now, because I'm on the Upper West Side, is like ghost town. It's the first time I've ever lived in Manhattan where I actually feel unsafe, believe it or not, like when I'm on a main thoroughfare.
Really?
Because there's like nobody outside except for people with like mental problems, people who have nowhere to go, and that's it. And some elderly, and that is it. There's like, if God forbid something were to happen to me, there'd be nobody to step in. Like, I would be kind of fine.
It'd be one old Jewish woman going, "Oi!" And then that would be it. That's the.
I apologize for my thing being on, but anyways, long story short. So, but I walked by the Bed Bath and Beyond on 90th and Broadway. You know, there's like a mini one. And they were open, and I was like, I like started to cry. I was like, Bed Bath & Beyond is open. I was so excited. And I lined up with my face with like anime raccoon, like big eyes, snout. I was like holding my little wallet, so excited. I had a mask on, obviously. I went inside, and I was like touching duvet covers. It felt like in communist Russia, I imagine, when people got bread. I was like, oh, I can buy like a foot spa and all the shit. It felt so good. I was like, yeah, like, this is it, baby. Like, I'm back.
It'd be funny if you walked out with a whole new set of glassware. You're like, I needed it. I needed it. I'm a mixologist now.
I was shaking. I was like, oh, and they have masks and like all kinds of foot rubs and shit. I was so excited about buying stuff. And then I did it. It just felt good. But the drinking is bad. And actually, you know, obviously I've put weight on. I think everyone has, right? I think
we all have.
It's inevitable. I mean, I'm also eating like Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Tostitos cheese. Like, it's not
You know what? I'm good in the morning, bad at night generally. And now what I'm doing is I'll have a breakfast. I'm doing like my oatmeal and a protein shake. Like, I'm like, I'm good. And then 3 hours later, I'll be like, okay, snack time. But right. then that snack will go from then until I fall asleep.
No, that's my not snack a moment. Time. Can I tell you something that actually I'm embarrassed to share with you? I bought these crackers at Costco before, you know, I was like really ahead of the pandemic when it came to shopping. And I'm either patient zero of New Jersey or I got it in New Jersey because I had almost like a heat seeking missile for every hot spot of Corona. Like, you name the Costco where 900 people came down with it. I was there buying wraps, like you name it. So in the meantime, because I love
what
going
if
we,
what if mid recording a SWAT team shows up, is like, got her, get her, throw her. Bring her back to Wuhan. Yeah.
No, like a bat flies in. Wait, so long story short. So I bought these like shitty crackers, whatever, but I ran out of chips, which is good. So I'm like using crackers to like smear stuff on, whatever. And the past 3 days I've gone into my kitchen. I'm like convinced that I'm haunted. There has been a whole cracker on my rug in my kitchen 2 days in a row. I've not touched the box. What?
I mean, are you like, nighttime snacking? Like, are you like sleep snacking?
I don't take Ambien. No, and I wouldn't go for that shit. I would like this be good, you know?
I don't know.
It's very weird. I picked one up this morning and I was like, shit. I was like, what's this cracker about? But I stopped drinking wine. That's the thing. Because I was drinking, literally, I could polish off a bottle without even realizing it in a night.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's why the whiskey slows you down, which is actually nice.
Can I show you how much I drank in a night? Now, this is like a little bottle. Are you going to air this video?
Yes.
Hi. let me give the old girls a shake. This was full when I opened it yesterday, but it's a little one. It's a little one.
That's a baby.
Oh, look, that's a lot.
That's fine. That's fine.
You think so?
No judgment here. Well, I'm super pumped to have you on, Michelle. I think everyone needs to go follow Michelle, get involved with her SiriusXM show. She's fantastic, so hilarious. At Mish Kyle on Instagram. Let's do some emails. You ready?
I love them. Go.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. You need your expert advice. What does his IG activity mean? Okay, so JTrain Feather, huge fan. I wanted advice on the situation that's happened. I was hooking up on and off with a guy for 2 months. The first few weeks were great. As time went on, text declined, but he would conveniently run into me late night to try and hang. Or she wrote bang, and I wrote hang. He also would hit me up periodically to talk about his declining mental health. Friends of his all warned me that he's a bit of a quote-unquote mess. Fast forward to about a month ago, we were all drunk at an event with my group of friends. Uh-oh. I noticed weeks after this hangout that he had not only stopped viewing my stories, liking my posts, but also had started to follow and like one of my girlfriends from the hangouts pics on IG. I confronted my girlfriend about how she didn't tell me he had started following, liking her posts. She was very weird about it. I then drunkenly confronted him one night via text. If he had been talking to her, we get in a fight, and he immediately unfollows me on Instagram. The next day, I call the girl to ask if she can block him, and she said she doesn't want to because it's too much involvement. She then casually brings up how he had DM'd her earlier that day about a vape pen, but she was going to ignore it. So my question are, does this other girl really think this is no big deal, or is she pretending to be oblivious for the sake of him stroking her ego? Also, why did he unfollow me on Instagram? Does it have to anything to do with me accusing him of talking to my friend? This was a very toxic, off and on and again situationship for me, so the friend just involvement makes it harder. What do you think, Michelle?
Real talk, this doesn't sound like a normal person to me who wrote this email. I'm sorry, and I know she's a fan. I'm sure she's awesome. You know, don't block
but
me.
Why? Why?
Listen, they weren't married. Were they boyfriend or girlfriend? Did I miss that at the beginning?
No, they were off and on hooking up.
Right. So
but this is the reality she needs. I like what you're saying right now because
I don't know her. By the way, like if someone gave me this honesty, I would probably hate them. So like I get it, but you know, they were hooking up. Listen, it sucks for her. I get where she's upset. I would be too, 100%, you know. But yeah. I think when people show you their ass, as they say, so if he followed her, and then I think it's good that she brought it up to the friend, because I would be very hurt if a guy that I had hooked up with started, if there was something going on and I wasn't told, I would really be hurt. So I like that she confronted the friend. As far as the guy is concerned, fuck that guy. Who cares if he blocked you? Fuck him. He's an asshole. He's not treating you with respect. Honestly, and frankly, I feel like the friend, the girlfriend, is not a friend. Like, that is not a friend. You know, and I I don't like it. So, I also think she's a little bit too nutty, this email.
Well, this situation starts at, and I totally agree with you, it starts at life fucking sucks. Okay,
so everything, I know.
That's where this starts. It starts at life isn't fair. You were in a situation with a guy where he let you down, and people let you down sometimes, and all you can do is learn from that. And that's the shitty thing to hear. So, but the thing with the friend is you went and approached the friend. She says, does this other girl think it's no big deal? No. This other girl likes the same thing you like. When everyone gets a honeymoon period. Your honeymoon period with this guy, if someone came up to you and was like, hey, why does that guy keep liking all your IG things? You would go, get the fuck away from me. I don't know, but it's nice. He's a cute guy. So she's wanting the same first 2 weeks you had. She will have the same week three and week four as you as well. So this guy is... You know, you're wondering, why is he unfollowing you? Him unfollowing you is a blessing. The reason he unfollows you is because that's where the Suris comes from. All of the problems come from Instagram. So he's like, you know, men are stupid. It's not... Women are so much more diabolical. Like, it's so funny that, like, the friend is like, I don't know, I don't want to get too much involved.
And, the friend is, like, jerking off to this every night. The friend loves this. That's what I'm saying. That's not your friend. The friend is like, oh, fuck yeah, he looked at my stories. Fuck, yes.
And it makes her mad, and he unfollowed the other one that I had to worry about.
Oh, ooh. My God. That's pornography. If there was a channel for that on Pornhub, I would end this podcast. I'd be like, good night. Take it to my room.
But
exciting. Yeah.
But more important than that is also that this guy doesn't operate like her. The guy goes, Instagram problem, unfollow. Like, he's like,
that is,
she's
so
trying.
Type. Like, social media, you know? Frankenstein is exactly who I date. That's so funny that you said that.
I'm sorry. My phone is now ringing off the hook.
Oh,
and it's
like, just made such a funny joke and you didn't react and it was someone like you. And
I'm
just,
sorry.
And now I'm going to block you. I'll just block you.
Just block me. I just think that, you know, she's dealing with two different enemies. One is doing psychological warfare and the other is a tank. So the things the girl is doing are so different. The girl is fighting for her emotional sanity, is fighting for her ego, the female ego, the I have the guy and all that stuff. The guy is going, get me away from this fucking thing that is causing the problem. So,
sure, but that's every relationship, isn't it? I mean, what you're describing. And also, that's why the girl's email troubled me. Because I'm like, look, once you confront your friend about it, you have to know that the guy is a fucking asshole at that point.
Yeah.
If a guy blocked me on Instagram, I'm a Cancer with the Libra moon. I say it every time I come on. I am using my Dial soap, two pumps, under the falsies, walking away. And that's it.
Boom. We are sponsored, people. The J-Train podcast is brought to you by Nutrafol. Ladies, I know you don't think it will happen to you, but nearly half of all women experience thinning hair by as early as age 40. 30 million women experience hair loss, and stressing out about your hair can only add to the problem. Since we're all homebound right now, take this opportunity to skip the styling that damages your hair and focus instead on growing better hair from within. Nutrafol is formulated with potent botanicals to help you grow thicker, stronger, longer hair. It's physician formulated to be 100% drug free. They use natural, clinically effective botanicals for better hair growth and whole body health. On top of thicker, stronger hair without lasers or chemicals, Nutrafol's ingredients may also help you get a handle on better sleep, stress, skin, nails, and libido. It's easy. Visit Nutrafol.com and take their hair wellness quiz for customized product recommendations. When you subscribe, you'll receive monthly deliveries so you never miss a dose. Shipping is free and you can pause or cancel anytime. Does it work? Yes, 77% of women saw improvement in just 90 days. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and use code JTRAIN, and you'll get 20% off. This is their best offer available anywhere. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get 20% off by using promo code JTRAIN at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com for hair as strong as you are. Stand up for your strands and get Nutrafol. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Michelle Collins at Mish Kahl. Go follow. She's fantastic. Go watch. Listen to her show. I love going on. Is my boyfriend gay? I like these emails just because they're juicy, but I generally always think that like these emails bother me.
Why? I feel like this was last time. Hold on a minute.
Do we have another? Is this my boyfriend?
Yeah, you did this is the same question last time I was on.
Maybe I bring these to you on purpose.
And by the way, the answer is yes. Like, you don't even have to read it. If you have to ask it, like, I've gone on dates with guys where I was like, okay, got it.
Well, you know? Also, to me, when someone goes, is my boyfriend gay, they want a reason for them not feeling it's the match. They want an easy reason. You know,
well,
like
it's not match is that if you think that about him, in my opinion, look, if when you're having sex with each other, something ain't cooking or
but
whatever.
But we got a lot of questions from women that'll go, he does this wrong, this wrong, this wrong. Does he like me? And I'm like, hold on. You just told me 7 things he does wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't like him. So like to me, like it's always easier to break up with someone when you walk in on them fucking someone else. It's a lot harder when someone's a really nice person and you have to admit that your tastes aren't being met. Well, let's read the email.
Okay,
I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years. So this is the most female sentence I've ever read. I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years, unofficially for 7 months, and officially for a little over a year. What does that mean?
By the way, what am I, fucking Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind to even make sense? You've been with your boyfriend 2 years.
I read it.
7 months. That doesn't even add up. What is this?
My eye went in. When I read it, I was like, did I have an aneurysm? Our sex life is good, except for right now it's kind of lacking.
Uh-oh.
We were quarantined in a house with a lot of his family, so that maybe a pandemic.
Well, yeah.
Might explain why he isn't feeling super turned on and sexual at the moment. And he doesn't seem to love going down on me as much as some other guys have, but he still does it occasionally. The other day, my curiosity got the best of me and I started looking through some of his old journals.
Ooh, bitch. Hate this girl. Keep going.
Yeah, she writes.
I'll
find a more likable email soon,
okay.
But she writes, I know I'm the worst.
Okay, that,
you can't just wipe it off with "I know I'm the worst." You read through his journals. Like that's not even a. That's worse than a phone to me.
Is it?
A journal, one entry from about 3 years, I think 3 years ago, I think shortly after he ended one of his previous relationships, kind of shocked me. He wrote that he thinks he's gay or that at least very least bisexual. And he wrote about how he should tell all his family this and that he thought they'd still love him and accept him. But other than that one entry, I didn't see anything else about it. I do remember on an offhand comment he made once about how he had hooked up with guys before. But the way he said it made me think he meant in a drunken college, maybe just kind of a kiss them sort of way. So what do I do now? Obviously, I'm in the wrong for having read his personal stuff. So should I just let it go and pretend I didn't see that? Is there a way to bring this up in conversation without it being weird or obvious that I've been snooping? Any advice would be appreciated.
God,
Michelle, what do you think?
I have the best answer for this one. This is different than the last one.
Okay.
You should tell him that she read his journal so that he can dump her fucking ass and go meet a man or woman who pleases him and isn't breaking the, you know, crossing the border of what's appropriate. I'm sorry. I don't think that's right. Now she opened this Pandora's box, which apparently he won't eat out anyway. And that's a funny joke too. I'm just saying funny things. The point is this, she opened it up. Think about it. And
yeah,
and like she fucked herself. So sorry, like you're an idiot. No. And maybe he's bisexual or gay. And so what if that's his truth?
But also, like, can you imagine? I appreciate she listens to the show, but maybe this is the honesty she needs. Can you imagine writing, going, yeah, I read through my significant other's journal. What do I do now? It's like, you did this to yourself.
Should walk away from this. If I were her, I'd be like, look, if also like sexually, she needs a guy to go down on her to get off. It ain't going to work anyways. And also, by the way, not to be like that, but if I was with a guy who I knew like was like secretly bi or gay, and then I'm like, baby, you know what I like? I would be nauseous for him. I'd be like, oh, no.
It's like, watching someone eat a sandwich they don't like. There's like,
I would be like, no, you don't have to. Like, I can't explain it. I'd be like, no. It's all right.
I do think, I live by the idea that if you're, when you go to look at someone's phone or you go to read through their journals, that's the minute you think you should is the minute the relationship has a problem. So the minute you're like, well, should I look through his phone? Okay, no, you shouldn't. You should talk to your partner and let them know what's lacking in your relationship.
Yeah.
Now you found out the information that you didn't think you were going to find out. You can't just ignore this. This is now a part of how you feel about him. You have to let him know. And I think like the most disturbing and thing that bothers me the most about this is like, he wrote that in a journal 3 years ago. Like, you know, to have a crossing thought in your head that now you have to answer to 3 years later when maybe you've gotten over that in your own special way. Like maybe, you know, I don't know how he's dealt with that over the last 3 years.
I have another piece of advice for her, and this is actually going to be nice advice to her, assuming that he's not a monster. What she should do is ask him, here's the first question for her. If he's bisexual, is that going to bother her? Is she willing to let him hook up with men to find out what he's really interested in and who to have that self-discovery that he clearly might need no matter what? If she's okay with that, then I think don't bring if anything, she could actually be a conduit to this guy having a self-realization of like, this is actually who I am. Do you know what I mean? So maybe she should, if she's cool with it, if she's truth be told, if she's not cool with dating a guy who's bisexual, she needs to break up with him.
She should end it.
It's over. But if she's cool with it, say, you know what? Just don't bring the journals up. It's almost like, I can't explain it. Like, it's like in a show if a dad finds, or you find porn on your dad's computer or something, or if I'm like gay porn and you're like, Dad, have you ever like been with a man? You know, she should say like, would you like to ever explore hooking up with a guy? Is that something you would ever want to see, look into and see what he says, you know?
Well, also you bring up, we did once get an email about someone, this is way, way back in the podcast. Someone went through the computer and saw gay porn that their dad was looking at. And they were like, what do I say? And it's like, I think the one thing that you hit on, and I think like 100% agree, is like, check in with your feelings. Like,
exactly.
I remember with the son who found the gay porn on the dad's computer, like, I remember thinking like, well, you love your dad either way, so why don't you let him go through it the way he's going to go through it? And it, for
how
this woman,
for a kid to go up to their dad and be like, hey, dad, I mean, oh my God, that is like,
yeah. But you would love your dad no matter what porn he looked at. Like, but within reason. But like, if your dad was like,
horsefun.biz.
I just think, though, like, if you were like, if that was foot porn, you wouldn't want to know that as well. But you would go, yeah, but he's my dad. So the thing is with her is like, can you look at this guy and go, yeah, but he's my boyfriend. I love him no matter what. Like, if he had those thoughts, you know, early on. But if that's not going to be the case, that's why you end it and you go, and you don't need to be the person that works on this with them. Maybe that you're the reason that they.
She should not bring up that she read them because it's like evil. But I think that was the good advice, that she either needs to walk away or allow him to explore that part of himself, because even for her, she's always going to wonder and she'll never truly feel comfortable.
Yeah. We are sponsored, people. The J Train podcast is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Okay, so we all know how VPN protects your privacy and security online, right? But now that we're all stuck at home, ExpressVPN has taken my TV watching game to the next level. You can use a VPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries. This is huge. So when I was in China, what they would tell you is they're like, get a VPN and you go through the internet in Colorado so that you wouldn't be tracked. That was like their whole thing. They're like, if you want to use Facebook, use a Colorado VPN and now you can use Facebook on your phone. This is the same thing the other way. When I was in the Caribbean, you use Netflix there. You have a whole new group of Netflix shows, all shows that you don't have access to. So what they, so this, if you use ExpressVPN, you can go through, you can binge Doctor Who on UK Netflix from the comfort of your own American home. It's as simple. It's simple. Just fire up the ExpressVPN app and change your location to UK, refresh Netflix, and that's it. This happens on every international vacation you go on. You open your Netflix and all of a sudden it's this whole new group of shows. You even get a lot of like movies. Like I remember Jess and I watched like all the Marvel movies when we were in Aruba. And because we were going through Aruba's Netflix. So ExpressVPN is a great way to kind of change up your TV game. See, ExpressVPN hides your IP address and lets you control where you want sites to think you're located. You can choose from almost 100 different countries, so think about all the Netflix libraries you can go through. Love anime? Use ExpressVPN to access Japanese Netflix and the spirit and be spirited away. But not just Netflix. ExpressVPN works with any streaming service, Hulu, BBC, iPlayer, YouTube, you name it. Hundreds of VPNs out there, but the reason I love ExpressVPN to watch shows is it's ridiculously fast. There's never been any there's never any buffering or lag. You can stream in HD, no problem. ExpressVPN is compatible with all your devices, phones, media consoles, smart TVs, and more. So you can watch what you want on the go or on the big screen wherever you are. If you visit my special link right now, expressvpn.com/jtrain, that's expressvpn.com/jtrain, you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's an extra 3 months of free ExpressVPN. Support the show, watch what you want, and protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/JTrain. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Michelle Collins at Mish Call. Hitting up matches post quarantine. J Train, shalom. Quick question on dating apps during the quarantine. Are you on the apps? I know that you like to use the passport option.
You know, well, now Tinder made it free. And I have to tell you something funny that I actually have not really been on the apps because I feel kind of gross. And it's like, I can't decide if it's the chicken and the egg where if I was on the apps, I would maybe eat less, if that makes sense. Cause I'd be like out there, you know, like seeing guys. And I'm just sort of, yeah, you can read your question. I'm really not.
No. I want to. So you're not on the apps at all.
Like I'm doing Raya because it's so dumb and it takes 2 minutes a day and it's just like whatever. But the truth is, what's going to happen? Let's say I match with someone, then I'm going to be messaging him like, "How's quarantine?" It's like the same boring fucking chat.
Yeah.
You can't meet, so you have to keep this banter going for like 3 more months. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like it's you can meet the love of your life and lose him, you know, or her.
Well, yeah, it's very difficult. I seem to think that if you got into like the normal banter, at least you can leave it. Yeah, at least you know, like, yeah, fuck it, just leave that conversation.
I know, but then the fire is gone. I think once quarantine is lifted, I'm like walking out. I'm cutting all the holes out of my jeans by the crotch, and I'm walking out. I'm crab walking out of my building. I'm just like, I'm ready. Like, I think people are. I'm having dreams that are literally inception level realistic of being in loving relationships. And I wake up like being caressed, not even sex dreams. Like just like,
you wake up hugging a pillow. You're like,
I'm like bringing out my body pillow. I'm like, I don't know. Anyways, keep going.
I've been swiping the last few weeks after taking a 3 month hiatus from the dating apps worlds, and it's been popping. Uh-oh. I've been getting a bunch of matches and have been had pretty good conversations with a bunch of guys. But inevitably, after a while, the convos will fade because nothing new is happening in any of our lives, and we're already covered the basic stuff. My question is, would it be weird if the core is would my question is, would it be weird if when the quarantine is over, let's say June, I messaged some of these guys I stopped talking to in April and asked to grab a drink if we haven't talked in 2 months?
That's I'm exactly finding all, what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I think that's the move. I'm finding all these hot guys who seem cool in my area and would love to go out and see if we click, but don't know if from a guy's perspective they'd be like, what the fuck? If I went back to my chat and messaged them since we haven't talked in a while, I know we could FaceTime, date, or call, but I feel like spending some time with these guys in person is the only real way to see if there's chemistry. I'm way more excited to go on an actual date than a virtual one. So what do you think? Would that be weird?
Honestly, no.
Here's the thing.
It's like the question is like, no, it's not weird. For me, no. It just would be a little bit like, I don't know, boring feeling. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's just, I think the fun with the apps is like the speed of it. So like sure. To hear from someone, you know, months later. But yeah, I mean, listen, if they had a connection, sure, why not? You have nothing to lose.
I actually think it sets up well for a woman. Because I think what you're saying is right. The speed of them is really what women should be going for. Because if you say, hey, I'm free tonight, let's just go grab a drink.
Exactly.
That is like the best way to get a guy to get off his fucking ass and make a move and do something. When you go, hey, next week, let's do next week, drinks at 8 and dinner, that becomes like almost an obligation where you're like, oh, now it becomes actually, and I know this is crazy to say, it becomes more serious. So like you're like, well, now we have like as if the bird brought the letter like from the queen's, you know, nest. You know, like it's a I'm just saying so, so right now, if I was in quarantine, a single woman, start talking to people, you start marking your favorites.
Right.
You go, okay, that's one. Let the conversation go away. Not one man not one man I've ever met in the history of men will ever look at someone they're attracted to and be mad that they message them, hey, going out tonight, you want to get drinks? Like, right. And at that point, they can say yes or no or maybe. If it's the maybe, you go, okay, let me know when you're ready, and then they can make the plan. And if it's a no answer, good, no problem. You'll move on to the next fit one you favored.
Can I say, Jared, I have to say something to you.
Sure.
I'm going to hold up my Nuva ring while I say it. You've really inspired me today, Jer. I'm going to go after this thing is over with. Because you know what the truth is for me? The reason why I haven't been swiping, because I was like, why, Michelle? The truth is that I'm worried that if I gain like 40 pounds in quarantine, that my pictures that I have in my profile, I will be in catfish territory.
You're not. I you're beautiful and gorgeous. It's not going to happen.
But you know what I mean.
Like just but I know what you mean. Yeah. I know what you mean. And also, I think more, not to tell you what you mean, but more of it is like feeling when, like we said in the beginning, like we want a 2 week warning, we want a 6 month warning. Oh my God. When this lifts, you might not, like people might not feel good about themselves enough to go on a date. When you go on a date, you want to put on your jeans, have them buttoned right, you want to look in the mirror. Yeah, yeah, it's not about you looking like the pictures, it's about you feeling like the pictures.
No, I already feel like, I'm telling you, I hear my jeans scream when I put them on. Like I hear them. And I had to go on ASOS and I bought a size bigger jean, which I'm calling my quarantine jeans. And those are, thank you. And those, that's what I have on right now. Actually, I'm wearing my quarantine jeans.
I love it. Thank you. I love it.
I might have to tweet that. I've just decided that.
Quarantine jeans, that's a tweet. That's a tweet.
So God, well, that's our time. No. Yeah, I don't know what I'm telling you. I need to be back in my normal jeans to go on a date. That's the one like.
Well, I mean, this is the thing to keep in mind if you're on the apps and you're like, okay, this is what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to that, like, kind of like what you're doing now, I think, during quarantine is setting up all the pins. And then when you get back into the, when it gets lifted, then you take out your gun and you go, pa-pow, pa-pow. Right. And you go through each of the guys and you go, and if it doesn't happen quick, it ain't going to happen at all. That's because right now we're put in a position where you can't go on the date. So a lot of people are like, oh, the pen pal. But the reality is, come back to it. The pen pal, you just say, hey, I'm ready to go out tonight. We are sponsored, people. The J Train Podcast is brought to you by MeUndies. MeUndies, MeUndies, MeUndies. MeUndies is all I wear every single day around the house. And you want the best. Here is the best friends to your sweats right now. A little bit of MeUndies. You want to be in the comfort zone? You want to crush comfort? Match, this is peanut butter and jelly for your genitals. It is MeUndies and your sweatpants, and you are in comfort heaven. MeUndies is a podcast fan. You've probably heard them on all the other shows. And I know you've heard this ad before. Softest, most sustainable underpants. It's like having an angel feather your nuts all day, every day. They design their underwear for comfort and self-expression. So that's what I love. I've always said this about MeUndies. I love it as the punchline to the joke you haven't gotten to tell yet. You end up at a lady's place. You end up at a guy's place. You take off your pants. Whoa, this person has a personality. Because they come in all different types of designs. And they also all shapes and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. All bodies welcome. MeUndies doesn't just make undies. They also have loungewear and all the same fun patterns you love in the underpants. So I'm a huge fan of MeUndies. I'm telling you, combine MeUndies with your sweats, and you are living in the comfort dome. That's right. All the feathers, all the time. MeUndies will not stop till every single one of my listeners tries them. So MeUndies has a great offer for J-Train listeners. For any first-time purchaser, you get 15% off and free shipping. That's a no-brainer, especially because they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/JTrain. That's MeUndies.com/JTrain, MeUndies.com/JTrain. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Michelle Collins. Go follow.
I always say it. You're the best host. Keep going.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Is my boyfriend on his way out? My boyfriend and I have been together for about 9 months. We are in our late 20s. He was the one who initiated the Let's Be Exclusive convo. He said, I love you first. And he used to talk about living together, getting engaged, etc. He even asked my ring size. I hate that conversation.
By the way, fuck him. Go on. Yeah.
Some of that used to freak me out inside a little bit, but I just kind of went with it because I thought it was sweet. But I also would experience random moments where I felt like breaking up with him and that I just wasn't feeling it as much as he was. I have never been with a guy who was so forward at the beginning. Now that this quarantine has happened, I feel like the tables have turned. He now acts as if he's not that into me. We barely have sex, and he even talked about not living together anymore. The thought of breaking up now devastates me. I've been staying in his place, but I occasionally go back to mine to give each other some space. Is he on his way out of the relationship, or should I just respect that people might be turned off during this weird time? I appreciate your help. Michelle, what do you think?
Oh, my God. Well, you know that as a single woman, I am so excited for all the divorces that are going to be coming out of this quarantine.
They're coming.
And, you know, I'm not getting younger, and I'd be an amazing stepmother. And I'm just so thrilled. I really, you know, in China, after they lifted quarantine, the divorce attorneys in China were so busy that the article said they couldn't even break to have a sip of water because there's so many people waiting. They couldn't drink water, Jared. Okay.
Why is every article out of China the most like drastic, dramatic? They couldn't even have water. No, they couldn't even put their pants on. All the divorce attorneys went pantless to the.
Listen, having waited in many a Heathrow Airport VAT line, which is mostly Chinese people getting their tax back, and then me, and it straight up looks like Lord of the Rings. They love to line up and they love to get shit done. And I'll tell you this. I can see the divorce attorneys not drinking water wet.
To go back to what you just said, they love to line up. When I did shows in China, I went to China.
Oh, you're kidding. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I had a connection. So I took from Shanghai to wherever, but I had an hour to get from one flight to the other, and their airports are like, literally like the size of like New York City. Like,
wow,
my gate was in the Upper West Side, and I landed at the Upper West Side, and I had to get to the East Village. Like, that's what it is. Like miles of run. And they go, and I go, well, where's the gate? And they're like, it's far. So I started running. It was so funny because I get to customs, like there's a line, and it's all, and thank God I was in China, because I kept going, I'm late. And they all just like, we're like, go ahead.
Nice.
What's best for the group? If I was in Israel, what?
They go,
what? No,
okay,
no.
You're late. I'm also late. I want to go. Yeah. Stand behind me. I'm lined up too. Please, hello. That's my people.
I kept thinking like how orderly and nice this line was.
Oh,
and
then I love just that.
Like, I was like, if I, and I kept thinking of like all of my aunts being in that line, being like, no cutting. Why does he get to go? What do you mean? We all have places to go. So what? So you'll miss your flight to New York City. Like, I kept thinking, I was like, thank God I'm in China right now. But
anyways, the point is that I'm excited for the divorces. Do I think their relationship is over? I'll be honest, it ain't looking good.
And it doesn't look good.
Stay with you. And maybe it's like the time, but the truth is this time is also putting people together forever. So if you can't live together, maybe not a great match.
Whether you like it or not, the quarantine, you know, I don't like that it rains, but it gets you wet. So I don't like, you know, the quarantine, whether you like it or not, the quarantine made your relationship look in the mirror. And here's what I want her to do. I want everyone who heard that email to re-listen to the email. I always say this on this podcast. The answers are in the emails.
That's right.
This email is the most answer in the email I've ever read. My boyfriend, he said I love you first, and he used to talk about living together, getting engaged. He even asked my ring size. Some of that freaked me out. But I just kind of went with it because I thought it was sweet. I also experienced random moments where I felt like breaking up with him that I just wasn't feeling as much as he was. He now acts as if he's not into me. We barely have sex. He even talked about not living together. The thought of so everything she does, this is the textbook example of putting your feelings into their hands.
That's correct.
Everything she writes is it is as if she took out a score sheet and she was like, look back at the score sheet. He said, I love you. He wants to this. He's at no point. And then the moment you get to your feelings, you go, yeah, I kind of went with it. Mm. So your feelings have been meh from minute one. And because he was keeping up in the box scores, you went along with it. To me, this person isn't into this, and she's just afraid of being alone. And she kept up with the guy because he was doing...
I'm right here, Jared.
Well, I'm just saying, this is... She thinks being alone is like the worst thing in the world is worse than being with a guy that she kind of medium likes. And it's like, I got to say to her, like, your question, I've been staying in this place, but she writes, the thought of breaking up now devastates me. It's not that the thought of breaking up with him devastates me. The thought of breaking up now devastates me.
And by the way, where is she going to go? Holiday Inn? It's closed, honey. So you sort of, that's sort of the funniest thing is that people who are miserable have to suffer now until, you know.
Well, she said she has her own place. So it's time to break up. It's over. You're not enjoying this relationship. It's so funny to me. The thought of breaking up now devastates me. If the timing is what devastates you, you don't like the guy that much.
Negative? I feel like I give not negative advice to the last girl.
I think you're being very realistic and honest, and that's what people come here for. Okay. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Ooh, I like this one. How do I tell my mother I'm moving in with my boyfriend?
Go on.
Thanks for providing us with some quarantine content to get us through the long freaking days of quarantine. Also for having that amazing Glossier promo. Glossier sponsored the podcast. I've never had so much fanfare over a sponsor. They're not even sponsoring this episode.
I need concealer from them if you have a discount code.
I got you. That's what I do now. I go hang out in the street corner and I give away Glossier.
Can I be honest about Glossier? Am I allowed to be honest about them?
Yeah.
I wear a lot of makeup. You can tune in and see. The only thing that really connects with me from their line, they have a concealer that's in a pot that is like genuinely great. So that's good. I won't shit on the other stuff, but that's the one thing I like.
Well, my girlfriend loves the dewy face cleanser. Okay, not for you, but
different. Their foundation for me is a little shiny, but I think for younger people, it's like cute.
Okay. But let me just tell you, I don't know this stuff from Boo. I just know that every time it comes up, women are like, whoa, like hedgehogs. My boyfriend and I are planning to move in together in June, July. I know June, July. I know bad timing. I mean, I just did my move in 2 weeks ago, and I'll say this. I would recommend a quarantine move to anyone that is moving.
No traffic, probably. What else?
No traffic. That's the thing that people don't want to really admit is some people's lives are improved by this quarantine. You know, there are some people that are going, you know, nurses and doctors, their lives are fucking miserable, I'm sure. People with older great-grandparents that are out there that are might be near, horrible. But the movers look to me, they're like, the roads are clear. Yeah. There's nobody on the streets. Like, so it's like, that can't just be movers. That's got to be...
probably UPS, FedEx. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever it is. I went to the post office. No lines. The women really? There were so... They were the nicest I've ever had them be. I'm excited about it. I'm sure this thing is the right thing for me. However, I also know my mom is going to throw a fit when I tell her. She's been iffy on my boyfriend since the jump, which in combination with her traditional sensibilities will make her reluctant to support the move-in. In any event, she's my mom, and I don't want to do this behind her back, but I also don't want to get into a knockdown blowout battle. Any advice about how to gently tell her or express that I am confident in this decision and in my relationship? By way of a background, I'm 25. My boyfriend is 28. We are both gainfully employed and support ourselves, and we've been together for over 5 years. What do we think?
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, it's like, it sounds like they have to kind of pull the Band-Aid off. Like, the mom's not going to be happy no matter what if they wait a year, 2 years. So yeah. I feel like they do she has to do the move-in first before she says anything to her mom, because then it's like final, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's really young. 25 is young.
Well, you're very close with your mom, right? Like, you put up a lot of... But I see your interactions with your mom, and they're very loving, as much as they are, like, mom-daughter
stuff.
The ones
that are posted are very loving. That's
okay.
Right. The ones that share the world.
But how do you have hard conversations with your mom?
Well, I think that we haven't had that many of them, but I think that they've been... It depends on what it is. Like, you know, they're all right. I think my mom is, like, also abnormal, but... I'm really going back to think it's sometimes hard. Like, I think sometimes parents are in denial or whatever it is. Sometimes I think with my mother, actually, I think that she still feels like she can control me because I'm her daughter. So it's like still that kid vibe, even though I'm almost, you know, 40 years old. So, I'm 30.
But that relates to the emailer.
Right. So, I don't know what to tell you. I feel like eventually you have to just say, hey, like there are things that I've done, like traveling things or whatever, that my mom, for example, even during this, like I'm booking a trip for like later on this year. And my mom went like, do not travel. Why are you doing it? I said, look, I'm an adult. I earn my own living. If I get fucked over from it, okay. But this is like my choices. Like I'm my own person. I can do these things, you know?
You're making a calculated risk on your, but it's calculated. You're taking all the things into account.
But how many, listen, you would know better than me. I mean, how many relationships do parents not approve of? I mean, my God, it's got to be all relationships.
I think that's the biggest thing. I think that she said she's iffy on my boyfriend since the jump. I think it starts with that, because I so The Bachelor, you and I are fans. The end of last season with Barbara, everyone was like, Barbara's a monster. I'm like, well, that's a mom who thinks her son is making the wrong decision with his heart. That's what it boils down to. So this is kind of what her mom is. Her mom thinks that this isn't the match. I think she needs to sit with her mom and go, hey, let's talk about my boyfriend. I think things are getting really serious, and I want to talk to you because I can feel that there's tension anytime he comes up. Give me your problems with him. I would want to know, because maybe she can speak to those. Maybe the mom goes, well, that one time when you broke up that first year, I'll never forget it. And it's like, then she can look at her mom and go, that was the first year. Now we've been together 4 more years. You know, do you know what I mean? Like, moms hold on to that one time they saw you in pain.
I do, but I'm thinking of doing that with my mom. The idea of sitting down with my mother and having like an adult, like, explain to me the reasons why, you know what I'm saying? It just, there's so much emotion involved that it's never as simple with a family member, I think, or at least with a parent and a child, as just like, now, give me the reasons why, like, blah, 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 you know?
Sure. I mean, the advice is always easier to give than it is to take. I'm not saying this is an easy conversation. I would say to her, though, if she went to her mom and was just like, let's talk about this guy because he's getting serious. This isn't This isn't just like a thing. This is going to be someone that I could potentially spend the rest of my life with. Yeah. I just want to hear what you think.
How long were they dating for? Sorry to interrupt you.
She said 5 years.
Yeah, that's
We've been together for over 5 years. That's a long time. Yeah. This is to be expected at this point. And I think like you give the mom the chance, like get it out. Get out what you think. Let me talk to you about it. Like, and don't take it personally. I know that's hard to do, but like she's just trying to protect you. Know that every problem she has isn't because she has a get-rich-quick scheme or something. You know, it's because... I don't know, but I think sometimes when you like the reason this show people like it is because we don't know the emailer. There's nothing we're not looking at her being like, yeah, well, you blew a guy in a fraternity bathroom in college, so you don't even know your mom. Like, we have no background to judge them. You know, we can only judge based off of the facts that are given.
Right. That's right.
So I think a lot of times when you go to your mom, you go, well, you are that type of person. So give her a chance. Take your personal shit out of it and go, just let's talk. Let me hear the reasons you're iffy. And I think the conversation, I think once that is out and you've had that kind of like that talk, I think it glides from there. I think that's how it starts, because then you go, well, this is getting more serious. This is going to be something that you're going to have to deal with for the rest. How do we work on this? How do we make this work for everybody?
But what if the answer is complicated? Like, what if she's like, why don't you like him? And it's like, well, I think he is abusive towards you. Or I think that he...
Maybe that's the talk this girl needs. You know, like, you know, it goes both ways. Like, yeah. If she says, I think she's a... Like, I don't mean to laugh.
Whatever. He has body odor. I mean, it's just things that are like, well, that's well, petty.
Body odor, then you go, okay, now you and the mom are, like, you know, creating natural deodorants together in the backyard. And, you know, you think... But if she says he's abusive, then maybe she says... Well, why haven't you told me? I don't know how to bring this up. You know, we need to talk to a counselor. Maybe that's like the... I think this is like... This conversation takes it from she's been iffy to what's the problem?
Fair enough.
And I think that opens up things a little bit more. In my eyes, this is how I would go to my mom with an issue. That's the only reason. So, but JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Michelle Collins, thank you for coming on.
That's it. Jared, I miss you. Let's do this again soon and come call into the show next week. We'll figure out a day.
I would love that. Miss you so much. It's so great to hang with you. I think everyone, if you don't follow Michelle Collins right now, you're making a huge mistake with your quarantine life. She's putting out funny, funny, funny stuff that's going to help you get through your day. @MishCall. Go follow. It'll be all over my Instagram. Michelle, thank you so much.
All right. Bye, Jared. I'll see you next week.